Good to know the Lord. Sins is forgiven at all.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of Romans, chapter number 10. We sure want to be a blessing tonight. Won't be a help. And appreciate the Lord being good to us. Amen. Like he has been. And I appreciate your faithfulness over the years to be here. And just to stay here. And I'm glad that tonight that God has sustaining grace for every who. I mean, you don't have to get out.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to flop around.
Right.
Amen. You don't have to look like a Dalmatian dog.
Right.
Amen. I know everybody, you know, they like them, but God said not to be spotted.
Yep.
That's what God said.
Yeah.
Amen. And I mean, you can finish. Now, I am glad. Because God knows, Brother Jack, that we was prone to wonder. And he knows we're going to mess up. And he knows we're going to have spots on us. Isn't that a good? And God still loves us and wipes the spots off of us. And, amen. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen. If it wasn't for that, we'd all be in trouble. We'd all went to hell with our clothes on, our back broke and everything else. So Brother Jack would used to tell us. Amen. And but God was merciful. Romans chapter 10 tonight, if the Lord would help me for a little bit, it's something been on my heart. And I got a bunch of junk wrote down here and stuff, but I'm, amen. But don't get nervous, I'm not going to preach it all, but I just got it. I hadn't even got to put it on paper yet. I can get it down to one spot, but we'll work on it. And I may, after I preach it here tonight, I might throw it away. Amen. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. That'll help you, ain't it? Amen. That'll help you. But that's why I need y'all to pray for me. And Romans 10 and verse number 8. The Bible said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's pretty simple right there. Amen. And I hear people say, well, you know, you got, you know, there's some saying you don't have to repent. Amen. But you can't separate that.
That's right.
If you believe this, amen, you believe what this book said, you repented.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if, amen, it's like the Siamese twins, you cut them and separate them, they're going to die.
Yeah.
Amen. God fixed us, and God fixed it. Amen. You can't explain it. It's a supernatural work. And it does, and amen, I'm so glad all you got to do is be able to believe it. Amen. And I'm talking about believe it and amen and letting it change your life by the power of God. Ain't it a blessing you see somebody and they've just struggled with sin and they've just struggled with sin and they just struggled and then all of a sudden one day you've give up on them and everybody else has give up on them, but God ain't, and he just walks by and amen, turns the light on, gives them faith to believe, and the next thing you know they transform by the power of God, and we're scratching our head saying, what in the world? I'll tell you what happened. They believed God and God counted it unto them as righteousness.
Amen.
We all right with that tonight? Amen. Well, I thought about it. He said, for with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that a blessed promise? Amen. He said, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Our Father, Lord, for just a little bit tonight, I pray that you'd help us. I pray, God, that you would, Father, take this message and you develop it, Lord, like you want it done. And our Father, for this hour, for this church. And our Father, I pray tonight, God, there might no doubt there's somebody in our midst needs a Savior. And I pray tonight, God, you'd save them by the marvelous grace of our God. Lord, we love you, and God, we want to serve you with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. And God, we want to please you tonight. And Father, I pray that God, in Jesus' name, for that touch and that oil from that other world. God, then I pray, Lord, that God, that you touch that heart that's in this congregation and open their eyes of their understanding. Oh, God, that we might see the Lord tonight. God, we'll glorify thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here a while back, I was thinking about my preacher. I was home, and he was reading, and he got down there to verse number 15 or 14, and it them last three words in it, it said, how shall they hear without a preacher? Boy, that thing got to sticking on me, amen. You know, if you're a preacher here tonight, you know when God starts dealing with you and God starts, and boy, that thing got to burning in my soul, and I thought about, and I wrote a few little old things down, and I thought about being a preacher, and I thought about, amen, I like what it said in Titus when he said, talks about in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me, according to the commandment of God, our Savior. I'm going to tell you something tonight, people, I want you to understand, preaching is what brings conviction. Amen. Preaching, somebody will get up and preach to you. You know, I got saved, somebody preached to me. Amen. You know how you got saved? Somebody preached to you. Whether it was in a tract or whether it was on a radio or whether, amen. Somebody delivered something that God gave them. Amen. And preaching brings conviction, and then preaching brings conversion, and then preaching brings a new conversation. Amen. There's some of y'all sitting here tonight because, amen, that preaching that you sat under and listened to, it fixed you up, gave you a new lifestyle. Amen. Now think about that preaching. Amen. It produces, it'll clean you up. And in that preaching, it'll bring commitment. Amen. Are you listening to me? I think about preaching. Yeah, you know what? It'll get you all set up for the second coming. Amen. I'm just kind of giving you a few little old things. I thought about it. Amen. You talk about a preacher's life. I don't do this because I couldn't do anything else. God one day, amen, come to where I was at after he saved me by the grace of God and started dealing with me. And I didn't even know what all was going on. But God, amen, before long, he made it as clear as the nose on my face. Amen. I want you to go forth and tell them what great things I have done for thee and preach the good tidings of the gospel of God. No, I'm saying I wouldn't want to do nothing else.
Amen.
I think about Man, a preacher's life consists of preaching this old Bible. Amen. A preacher's life consists of reaching God's world. Amen. A preacher's life, he's always, if he's any good, he's promoting God's work. Amen. He's not trying to promote himself. He's trying to promote the work of God.
Amen.
Now think about, amen, he's always singing and shouting about the praises and the wonders and the mercies of God. Amen. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what helps me the older I get, you know, what a preacher's life consists of is just standing no matter what. Amen. That Bible said, having done all to stand, amen, you just stand and you're standing in the gap trying to do something for God. You ought to thank God tonight you got a preacher, amen, that's just made his mind up. He's going to stand here in the gap and try to keep somebody, amen, 1 foot on the side of ground and another foot right on the edge of hell, trying to keep you out and then get your life once you got saved by the grace of God, trying to pick your life up and be a blessing to you. I'm saying to you, ain't nothing like a preacher's life tonight. Amen. I thought about, amen, and I just staying. Amen. I mean, God puts you in something for the long haul.
Yep.
Amen. I get nervous. These guys, they pastor in 1 year, and the next year they're going into evangelism, and then 6 months or 8 months later they're going back into evangelism. You know what they're doing? They're hurting a real evangelist.
Yep.
That's good preaching right there. Family doing it. Make your dad blame mind up. Find out what God's doing.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. And don't be lazy enough not to go get you a job.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. That's good preaching right there, family doing it. But I'm just trying to say to you tonight, hey, listen, a preacher's life and is made up of the consistency of just staying and doing what God wants him to do.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh, he might lead you to do something else, but it's going to be in the same. Amen. Amen. I mean, God don't call you to be an evangelist 1 month and a pastor the next month and a missionary the next month. Amen. You know what you are? You confused.
Yeah. Amen.
You confusing angels. Amen. We all right? Amen. Oh, Elijah, he came upon the stage of Israel's history like a crash of thunder. And he disappears from it like a whirlwind, but they didn't have to wonder where Elijah stood.
Amen.
He was there. We all right with that? Man, he appeared and the thunder crashed. He appeared and the lightning flashed. And he appeared and the fires fell. God knows we need that again. We all right with that tonight? I just thought I'd give you a couple little old things like that. You know, a preacher, he's not as scared of confronting sin.
Amen.
Amen. Nathan wasn't afraid to confront David. Elijah wasn't afraid to confront Ahab. Samuel wasn't afraid to confront Saul. Stephen wasn't afraid to stand and tell Paul of Saul of Tarsus before he was Paul the apostle. Amen, y'all stiff-necked and uncircumcised and need to get right with God. It cost him his life, but he still wasn't afraid. John the Baptist, say amen. Hey, listen, he had to battle a bad man, amen, a bad man, a bitter woman, and a belly dancing daughter, and it cost him his head, but he still stood.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. We all right with that?
Yeah,
amen. I'm talking about a preacher's life. I think about, you know, where, can you imagine, amen, I think about it tonight, or 1716, amen, George Whitfield was born into his family, amen, he lived 50, almost 55 years, And this young evangelist, he took America by storm. We sang that old song, Come Thou Fount of Ever Blessing, Amen. There was a guy by the name of Robert Rogers that wrote that went to a George Whitfield meeting to tear that meeting all to pieces. But he run headlong into God as Whitfield preached with the power of God, and it changed his life. And I'm saying, God will change yours. Amen. I just want to ask you a few questions tonight, and I'll be done. Where would you be, son, without a preacher? Where would I be tonight? I know it's the Lord, and we got to live, but amen, God sends a man to lift him up. We all right with that? I want just to ask you a question. Where would you be tonight without a preacher? Amen. Amen. I'm just trying to get you to see a few things tonight. I mean, God's been good to us. I mean, I think about that Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 58, verse 1, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob, their sins. Man, where would you be without a preacher? Well, I think about in my life, amen, I was just a little old snotty-nosed kid in northeast Louisiana in them red clay hills. And there was a little old preacher by the name of J.D. Ennigan. Nobody knows who he is. But he had a burden, and he come over there, and he got to fooling with a bunch of us kids there. He took that church, and he'd make us bows, and he'd get out there and show us how to fish. And he had a burden to try to get us to God. Amen. And he started bringing preachers in there to preach to us. Man, we got in a two-week revival meeting, amen. One of them old preachers by the name of Jesse Norris preached on the second coming every night, and the other one by the name of Hardy Bobeth preached on hell. Do you know what I was convinced of after 2 weeks? The Lord was coming back, and I was going straight to hell, lost the ball in the high weeds. Oh, they didn't give an invitation every night. They wanted you to sit there and soak and get good and lost.
Yeah.
They wasn't Calvinist, amen. They just believed you need to get, amen, soaked a while. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, praise God, amen. I think sometime we need to get back to that. Amen. Just let them sit there and soak a while. Amen. Are you listening to me? I mean, get you good and convinced, amen, you lost to the ball in high weed. And if God don't help you, amen, you're going to hell in your sin. Man, I'm telling you that last Sunday morning, man, they extended that meeting and went another week. And I thought, man, live ain't giving no invitation. And I said, Lord, I don't even know if you got any mercy left. And I remember that last Sunday morning, about 11:45, I couldn't take it no longer. I was scared to death. And I run down that altar, amen, and I said, God, if you got just a speck left, that probably, I don't know if that'd be enough or not, but I'm in trouble, and I need to meet God. And I'm just telling you, he met me before I ever got to the altar and changed my life.
Thank God, brother.
Amen. But without a preacher, I'd have been in hell probably tonight. Without a preacher, some of y'all would be in hell tonight. Amen. I mean, you without a preacher, you'd never heard what God wanted you to hear. Amen. I mean, it was a preacher that God laid a burden on, amen, to write a tract, God's simple plan of salvation, amen, been a blessing all over this world. As a preacher, amen, that laid a burden on Jack Trick, amen. Are you listening to me tonight? As somebody stood up and said, we got a world dying and going to hell, that had received a burden from God, and God brought this work right here to forth.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, hey, listen, without a preacher, where would you be tonight without a preacher? Think about it. I'll tell you this, you wouldn't be saved tonight. I wouldn't be saved tonight. I'd be headed, my life would be, boy, I'd be like them old boys in John chapter number 11 where it talked about Amen. He said, I'd been a stumbling man, a murmuring man, a grumbling man, and I'd probably been a dead man. Amen. I thought about that. He said, if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there's no light in him. John 11, verse 10. Now, I'm telling you, we was in trouble, but one day, oh, it was a great day in my life. Boy, when the preaching of the Word of God came forth by the power of God, and the light turned on, and God revealed himself to me and revealed to me what I needed to do to be transformed from the kingdom of hell to the kingdom of life. And I'm just telling you, thank God, you ought to be glad tonight. Where would you be without a preacher? Son, I mean, I've heard of men, older men last week got saved by listening to Carl Ackey. Amen. And different men. You can't go nowhere in them Carolinas, and that old man didn't have an effect. You know why? Because he's a preacher. Think about, I got saved. Man, first time I ever heard Lester Roloff, I said, where'd this nut come from? I'm just telling you the truth. I'd been saved. I never, that little old church I got saved in, I never heard of fasting. I said, this sucker needs to get out of the Old Testament and get in the New Testament. Amen. I'm just thinking, we all right with that? I'm on my way to Springfield. Don't hold it against me. I'm on my way to Baptist Bible College, but I repented. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It'd probably do some of y'all good to repent from going to people. I'll get out there. Amen. Amen. But what I'm trying to say to you tonight, amen, I said I believe I'm going to listen to him again. And I listened to him the next day. And I said, well, he don't sound so dumb today. I'm just telling the truth. Then I listened to him the next day. And I said, he's making pretty good sense. And by about the fifth day, you know what I was convinced of? He had right and I was wrong. And amen, I better listen to him because I think he had a lot more sense about this life of God than I do. Amen. And to make a long story short, he's my spiritual grandpa because he trained a man. Amen. It trained me. Amen. Amen. You listen to me? I'm just trying to say, man, I'm talking about without a preacher. Right. Yeah. Got saved. Man, God's been good to me. Man, I'm telling you, I mean, God gave me assurance. I remember that old preacher. I got saved. I'm telling you, a lot of them people in Louisiana is crazy. Not all of them. But there's a lot of us down there was. And I mean, there's some of them preachers down there, they believed you could lose it. And then there was some of them believed you could keep it. And then there was one of them down there, he believed that when you got saved, that God started writing your name. But if you backslid, he stopped. I'm just telling you, I guess half of you went to hell and the other one didn't. It? Amen. I don't know what happened. But anyhow, I never found that in the Bible. But I remember one day that old preacher saying, Gary, won't you go home and read the Bible? And boy, I remember reading Colossians chapter 2, verse number 10, when it said, for ye are complete in him. And boy, for the first time in my life, amen, God welded it down forever. Amen, and I was saved forever for salvation. There's nothing else he could do for me. I didn't have to worry about it no more. It's done. Done, done. Yeah, amen. I'll fall off here and do something, pray. Amen. I'm talking about without a preacher. Where would you be tonight without a preacher? I thought about it. What would your history be like without a preacher? Man, our history was black. God raised up and saved an Englishman by the name of Whitfield, and they rejected him over there in England. Amen. You listen to me. But I'm going to tell you, he come over here, and he preached in the Boston Commons. The 23,000 people went to Boston, didn't even have that many people in it. He preached over 30,000 in Philadelphia. Ben Franklin said after a George Whitfield service, you could walk down on the streets of Philadelphia, and he said, I believe everybody in Philadelphia has been revived and been saved and transformed. He said there was hardly a house that you could walk by. They wasn't reading the Bible. They wasn't singing hymns. Oh, I'm telling you, our history would have been dark.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, she's dark tonight, but she ain't as dark as she could have been. God's always kept a light burning. You know why? Because he's had some preachers.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I'm telling you, you ought to thank God for your preacher. And if you got a preacher tonight, you ought to thank God. And you ought to pray for him a lot harder.
Amen.
Amen. And I thought about, amen, our history would be dark. I thought about where would I be in my history. Son, I come out of northeast Louisiana, and I met an old boy by the name of Elvin Wheelis, and this is no lie. Y'all can think I'm crazy or telling, but I went down there and preached for him. He heard me. Now, I hadn't been preaching that long, and he heard me, and he said, I want you to come preach for me all day tomorrow. Just spend the day with me. My wife will have, we'll eat dinner, and said, I got some old tapes I'd like you to listen to. And said, we'll just sit around fellowship. I never done anything like that. See, it's all part of God's plan. Amen. You listen to me. I went down there, and you know what that preacher did? He started, they was going to send me to Southern Baptist Seminary. They said they'd already come talk to me, and they said, we're going to give you so much a week. They're going to give me, I'm talking 45 years ago, they're going to give me $100 a week. That's pretty good money back then. And they'd already told me, we're going to put you in this little house, and we'll pay everything. You got a full scholarship to go to this Bible college. And that preacher messed it up. And I went down there, and I listened. He started playing tapes by Percy Ray on the Red Light of Hell. Then he played that in Boxes, Bottles, and Amen, whatever, at the Judgment Seat of Christ. Then he got to playing old Curtis McCarley on the Mother Ministry of the Holy Ghost on the Book of Ruth. So, and the next Wednesday night, I was over there, and I just asked a question. I asked that association of missionary, I said, have you ever heard of Percy Ray? I mean, his countenance looked like Laban did when he looked at Jacob. It frowned. He said, you're going to have to make your mind up right now. You either going with them or you going with us. I'm glad I was dumb enough to go with us. Amen. Go with them. Amen. And leave that bunch. Praise God. They said, you'll never preach again. You'll never do nothing. But God's still been good to me.
Amen.
God led me right from there. And he took me over and introduced me to another man. And I was there with that man by the name of Mac Ford. And he just said, you need to go to Texas with me one. I'd never been out of the state of Louisiana. He said, well, just go right across to Louisiana, right into Texas. Said, there's an old Texas preacher I want you to meet. And I walk in over there, and Bubba Key's up singing, oh, what a Savior. Now, if y'all ain't never known Bubba Key, did you ever know Brother Bubba Key could sing? Amen. He did all of Brother Jack. He was Brother Jack Wood's main singer. I mean, and they would go to meetings together, and he would sing, and that old preacher would preach. And boy, he was singing, oh, what a Savior. And I said, man, this sounds pretty good here. Then about that time, that Texas preacher got up by the name of Jack Wood. He started preaching. I ain't never saw anybody had authority on him like he had. And I'm talking about, where would you be without a preacher tonight? Do you know God will put you right in the spot? Oh, I know people. God's got providence, and God's got a plan, and God's got direction. He'll do whatever he's got to do to get you there.
Yeah.
And you can reject it or you can accept it.
Yeah.
Boy, God put me in there, and the next thing you know, God, started, amen, putting my life together and started doing things. And I mean, as God would have it, I came back down there after 3 years of Baptist Bible College and amen, tried to pastor a little old church, which was a disaster. And old Brother Jack said, won't you just come down here and stay with me a year or two and see if God won't show you what he wants you to do. I'm kind of slow. It took me almost 18 years. Amen. Well, I'm thinking about where I'd be tonight without a preacher. Huh? I thought about I wouldn't have a good home and a God. Me and my wife, can you believe this? That woman lived with me for over 39 years now. It's a miracle. Miracle she hadn't killed me. She surely had the excuse to. But I mean, me and her got married, and it was really funny. You know where I met her at? I met her at White Plains Baptist Church. She's a member of Dr. Don Green's church, and I was a member of Brother Jack Wood's church. She came up there. I came in on a Saturday. Brother Lucky put me on that bus. I preached two or three times on that bus going to somewhere. Where was it? Pigeon Holler, North Carolina. I don't know where we was going. We was going somewhere and then preaching, coming back. Then he said, I want you to preach on Sunday morning, one of the Sunday school classes. And then the first morning of the camp meeting, the first preacher right out of the chute, he put me up. And there's a little old blonde-headed girl sitting out there eyeballing me. And I said, she ain't, that ain't a normal look. Amen. Hey, she done spotted a good thing. Amen. I tell you what, old Sister Irene Black's a lady that nobody, many people knows, and she took me out on Tuesday morning to the grave of her husband. He'd only been dead just two or three months in, took Brother Jack and Ms. Wood, and took my wife, which, amen, we had no idea. Amen. And so anyhow, she was standing at that grave and talking to us. Then all of a sudden, she come over and grabbed my hand, grabbed my wife's hand, joined our hands together and said, I couldn't figure out why God wanted me to come, but I know now God wanted me to introduce y'all because he got to work for God for y'all to do for years, and y'all going to serve God for years. I run one way and she run the other. But we come back and got to talking. We met at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And 9 o'clock Tuesday night, I proposed to her, and she said yes, amen. And it's worked for over 39 years. I'm saying, you might not want to do that, but it worked for me.
Amen, brother.
Amen. But God gave me a good home. God gave, you listen to me. I mean, I remember right there, and Brother Mark tells about it. I remember old Brother Jack Wood had all us men, and old Brother Mark and Sister D came up there the first time. They was living in a tent, and there was some of us sitting over there and said, what in the world is going on over there? Brother Jack said, leave them alone. They rooting around looking for God. Amen. It'll be all right. Now here it is all these years later, and he's gone, them old men's gone, and here we are serving God. I say bless his wonderful name. Oh, but without a preacher, nothing would have happened.
That's good. Amen.
Son, me and my wife, we've had, God's been good to us. We had four children, one died. We've adopted. Amen. We got four living children, one in heaven. So I need to get that. One or two I wanted to help get there early, but God wouldn't let me. Amen. And but anyhow, boy, I'll tell you, God's been good to me. Man, I looked at her the other day, and I said, can you imagine this? I said, look at this. We were sitting down on the second row, and I looked over there, and there my boy Jack was. He's leading the youth choir. I looked over there, and there got about 65 or 70 kids in that youth choir now, son. I mean, they sang heaven down every time. And then I look over there, and there my boy Gary is back home from the mission field. He's a song leader at Sadie Acres full-time now. Then I looked over there, and there my daughter is, and there my son-in-law is. He's a co-pastor. He could be the next pastor amen, unless he does something dumb, amen. I don't know, but I'm just trying to tell you, it could be. I said, could you ever imagine that? About a month ago, I was out in Oregon. And last year, Brother Mark was at myself and Brother Terrell Jackson and I forget who else was out at our youth camp. And Brother Mark was preaching on a Wednesday night. And my oldest grandson just turned 14 years old, boy come down the altar and got saved. Amen. And then I think the next night he come down and he said, Pa, he said, God saved me, but he said, God called me to preach. Amen. And he said, Pa, would you pray for me? Boy, I remember getting down on my hands and knees and putting my hands on him, praying for him, going home. Boy, God took me back down memory lane. It's almost 45 years to the day that my old grandpa laid his hand on my head and prayed. Oh, I'm just telling you, without a preacher, it would have not happened. Man, here I am in Oregon with about a month, almost a month now. And there my grandson is, and there my son-in-law is, and there old Jack is. And man, I mean, my grandson gets up on Tuesday morning, that tent full. And he said, I'm going to preach this morning. And he said, my text is I'm going to preach on the goodness of God. I can't tell you what the Lord is to you, but I can tell you what he's been for me. Man, he just started crying, squalling. He'd talk about three words and then squall for about 2 minutes and talk about three words. Son, that tent exploded. Amen. God moved in there. I mean, people started getting saved by the grace of God. I just got down on my knees and I said, oh, God, I want to thank you one day. Amen, that you brought a preacher by. And I remember that old man telling me, if you'd sell your life out for God, no telling what God do for you.
No telling what he might do. Amen.
My boy, my son-in-law got up that night and preached. I got up that night and preached behind him. Then old Jack. Looked kind of rough 6 years ago. God, who's rich in mercy. Yeah. Amen. Heard our prayers. Heard his mama's prayers. And heard his brother's prayers. And his sister's prayers. And God arrested him. Amen. Old Jack come home. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he told me, he said, Daddy, I don't know if God will ever let me preach again. I don't know if God will ever let me do anything again. I said, son, you just be faithful. There ain't no telling what God do. He might not even got started with you yet.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that old boy got up on Friday night at that meeting out there in Oregon. He turned over there to Luke 15, started reading about that prodigal son. And he got on there and he got talking about, amen, he got to talking about that father. He said, boy, something stands out to me about that father. That Bible said when he saw him a great way off, he ran. He said, you know what I realized right there? He said, although that old boy was crippled and although he was nasty and although them old hogs had probably hurt him and amen, he wasn't walking the same way he left. But I'm telling you, he still had enough of that walk. Amen. That father said, that's my boy. He recognized him by his walk. And I'm just trying to say to you tonight, hey, I got to look at that and I thought, boy, God, you good to me. I mean, I look at that and hear our family traveled with us for 17 and a half years. And we've been up here singing at this meeting. And my family always enjoyed coming up here. And we was talking the other night. And they all come to me and said, Dad, let's do another CD. All of us is home now. Let's do another. Boy, I had them all out there in Oregon. First time almost 11 years we all sang together.
Amen.
It was a blessing. They said, Dad, let's do another one. I said, if y'all want to, we'll do it. I thought about what a heritage. But I wouldn't have had one. You wouldn't have what you got tonight without a preacher. Amen. I wouldn't have what I got, the clothes I got on tonight. I got because, amen, a preacher told me if I'd fall in with God, fall in love with God. Amen. He said, I've not seen a righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. He said, he'll take care of you. You just give him your heart. I just give him my life. I'm glad I was just dumb enough to listen. I'm glad I was just dumb enough to submit. I'm glad I'm just dumb enough to stay. I know this might be a little different tonight, but I'm just telling you, every now and then you ought to just get down on your knees and thank God for a preacher. You got a good one here. Amen. You ought to tell him. Mine's flying in, probably just got in just a little while ago, and I can guarantee you when I see him later on tonight, amen, we love on one another, amen, hug one another, tell one another, we love one another, we grew up together in that church, and I'm telling you, I want to thank God for my preacher. I've been to that old preacher's grave a many time and just get there and I say, Lord, I don't know where he's at, but if he's close by, would you just whisper and tell him, a little old preacher boy looking up to heaven saying, thank you, preacher.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. People get, that old preacher had, one day he come over to the house and he come to the church. And he had this weird looking London fog jacket. It was red, it was black, it was green. It had looked like checkers and then it had stripes running down. And he said, son, he said, I want to give this to you. This is my coat of many colors to you. That old coat, a lot of people laughed at it when I wore it. But my Father in the Lord gave it to me.
Amen.
I didn't care what they thought.
Yeah.
When I put it on, it was special.
Yeah.
It's special. I walked into Carl Ackie's one year, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And I'd been off working. When I walked through that office door, he jumped up and said, there's my boy. So then I walked in that, and they called me, and I'd had that talk with him, and they called me when he died, and we drove home, and I remember they were digging that grave, and I pulled up in that funeral home, looked out there, and boy, it took my breath back. I said, God, I need your grace. And he said, son, my grace is sufficient. I got up and walked to that, got out of that truck, and I looked at that funeral home entrance, and I said, God, he said, I'm here. I walked up and grabbed a hold of that door to go in, push it open. And I just kind of stepped back, and the Lord said, I told you I'll be here. Amen. You listen. Man, I walked up, and I could see that casket. And I backed up, and I said, Lord, I need a breath. Man, I walked in there, and I walked down there, and I looked. And there laid that lifeless tabernacle. That old man, amen, had loved me all them years and went and stood by me and stayed with me when people gave him all and made them say, you run him off or we leaving the church. He said, you go. He's staying. He said, God made me take a vow to help him and I'm going to help him. I'm going to honor my vow. I'm glad he did.
Amen.
Boy, I walked down there and looked. About that time, Ms. Wood walked up, and she had the wild, he had an old wild tie that he'd wear it around the church. And nobody else would even think about it. And they had it folded, and he told her, he said, Ms. Wood, when my boy gets here, give this to him. I run off and left it, or I'd have wore it tonight. It was wild looking. Without a preacher. I'm telling you, everything I got, it was because a preacher preached to me. He rebuked me. Son, I jumped up in a crowd about this size one time. He's preaching on hell. And I jumped up and shouted, glory to God. He said, sit down and shut up. He said, it ain't time to shout. It's time for you to be back there praying. Amen. You know what I did? I sat down. But you know what I did about a week before that? I got down and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I ain't never had a pastor. But I got one now. And help me never get mad at him. God said, I'm going to test you on that. And I can honestly say, he was my pastor for 18 years. And we never had one cross word. I can't tell you, he never got mad at me, but I never got mad at him. But without a preacher. I'm telling you, there's some of you sitting in here, you need to thank God for your preacher. And it wouldn't hurt you every now and then to come by and say, thank you, preacher. And I wonder tonight, maybe Brother Jesse get over there and play something. I don't know, might hand preacher. Maybe it'd be a good time for you to just come to the altar.